Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Sunday, December 4th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions. Sometimes it means we have to be really nice. Sometimes we're not so nice. I'll be honest with you. I mean, we have fun with you. We're not mean to you, but we do like to kind of coax you along. I sort of am like the friendly coach. I'm the coach who's like friendly until I realize the way that you're motivated is if I had to kick you in the tush. So sometimes I kick you in the tush a little bit, but only in the kindest way, only to help you get where you want to go, not where I want you to go, where you should want to go. If you just give us a holler, we'll help you find the best pathway forward. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. Today, we are joined by Chris, who's on the line from Texas.
So I'm 34, and my wife is 30. I have two small children, so a 4- and a 2-year-old. And so we made the decision when our first was born for her to stay home. So for us, my wife is a teacher, and I work in IT. And so we had a good cash storage on hand at the time. And so that was part of our decision was like, well, I would love for you to stay home and, you know, not have to do daycare and do that. And I'd love for you to be there with them. And she was on board with that. And so we kind of have our cash reserves like a runway. I think of us as like a startup, and this is our runway until, you know, they're school aged.
Got it.
So,
and then your wife would consider going back to teaching?
That, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have about it'll end up being about 6.5 years worth of staying home. Mm-hmm. So right now our liquidity, we have $166,000 in cash, and I have $241,000 in investments. All retirements, none are taxable brokerage accounts. So I've got 83 in my Roth. My wife has 70 in her Roth. And my 403B through work, I've got $75,000. And then she has a teacher retirement through her old work that's sitting there that I was going to roll over and do a 401K for her, but she's going to go back to teaching. So I just kind of left it there.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go back for sure, keep it in the pension system. How many years does she have in the system?
She's got, I think, 4 or 5, so
great.
still pretty green.
Okay, but still, that's like not nothing. It's not 3 months or a year, right?
So no,
it's,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely not nothing.
Good. Okay, how much do you earn, Chris?
So I make about 60 from my regular job, and then I have a side hustle that I get about 30 a year on. So in total, I bring in about 90.
Okay. So let's just talk about the contributions that you're making out of this
yes.
90 grand total. So the 60, you have to pay your
yep.
health insurance for the family. How much are you yep. putting into your work retirement plan?
Prior to setting up this call, I was doing $750 a month. But then I was like, you know, she's probably going to tell me to put in more. So I upped it to 1,000.
Nice.
So it'll be starting now will be $12,000 a year. Previously, it had been 9,000.
Okay.
My work has an amazing benefit that they do a 10.8% contribution regardless of what you put in.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you know, So I'm a big fan of that. And so we have no debt. I have no credit card debt, no student loans. We both own our cars. We own outright. But I do definitely have a mortgage, for sure.
How much is your house worth? So
my house is worth about $480. I bought it for $420 a year and a half ago.
How much is the remaining on the mortgage right now?
$251.
Oh, good. What's interest rate?
Interest rate's 4.25.
Okay, fine. No problem. How's your cash flow?
We max out our Roths, by the way.
Oh, and you both do a Roth, so that's good. Okay. So that's a lot of money you have going towards retirement. How's the cash flow on all of this?
Cash flow is, we're definitely burned into our liquidity runway. So, I mean, between the 90 I bring in, I would say we're spending, probably 80. I love the idea of the FIRE movement, and I love the FI part, but we also enjoy nice stuff. I enjoy my job, and I enjoy the stability that comes with it. So we're not as frugal as perhaps we could be, but I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah, totally. So when you look back, how much money did you spend out of that cash reserve? Was it 20 grand? Was it more or less? What do you think?
Yeah, it was actually, when I ran all of my numbers, I think we were at 26.
Okay.
That we ate into it.
All right, fine. So that's fine. 26 grand a year. And you got to do it for, is it 3 or 4 more years at this point?
I got 3 more years.
3 more years. So, all right. So 80 grand, we'll call it ish, will come off the top. And that will still, by the time she goes back to work, you'll have, I don't know, maybe you need a new car, you need a repair or something. You'll have 80 grand in cash reserves. And then when she goes back to work, how much will she be earning?
So being a fifth-year teacher, she'll be probably just a little bit north of 50.
Okay. I'm looking at this. This all looks like a very good story. I like the idea that you built up your cash reserve in advance. I think that's one of the hard things for me to explain to a lot of people who are having kids. So, you're going to want a bigger cash reserve fund. Then since you know you need it, it really is important. So great all around so far. This is a good story. So when she goes back to work, probably you won't need to dip into your cash reserves anymore.
Right.
She can also keep contributing to her retirement account. Kind of gets you back to where you were. Questions at hand. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to know if there are better strategies to have that money sitting. And I am very risk averse, obviously, because this is our, this is what we're dipping into as our lifeblood. So it's not like, oh, this is play money. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if there are better strategies like a tweak or numbers that, you're doing this okay, but let's really optimize.
Let
it grow as well?
I think chill. The cash reserves are fine. I mean, look, you can always go to check out where you might get better rates. Okay. So maybe there's a chance for you to go check out and see, let me compare my rates. But in essence, we don't want cash reserves to be invested. So I really don't think that's a good idea. I mean, I guess there could be a case that you could put some of the money in a longer term CD, but even that, I like access to my cash. I really do.
Yeah.
So I'm not really focused on that. I am focused on kind of the game plan, which looks really smart. And I am focused on the kids. So my question to you is, do you have ideas about maybe saving for education as well? Would you want to weave that in?
Well, so what's handy, and again, part of why I really do like my job is they actually get free tuition for college, and then also at about 200. So I work at a university. And so they get free tuition, and then also at a consortium of about 200 other schools that I'll participate in.
Okay. Do not leave that job. Did I mention that? Do not leave that job. That is a great job.
I will be dead in the cold, cold ground before they pull me out of here.
That's right. Okay, good. So what about, where are you invested? Well, let's do a little investment stuff, because maybe there's some help we can give you with that piece of it. Tell me about that.
I have no brokerage accounts, and I don't know if I should at this point.
Not necessarily. I mean, right now, you are not investing outside of retirement. So let's go with your employer-based plan. What are some of the investment options in there? What are you using?
So I have everything through Vanguard. So TIAA is the one who manages everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just put it in a Vanguard total index fund. That's it. That's my, the 75
okay.
plus that's in there is all in VINX.
Okay.
Vanguard Index Fund.
Okay, so you're just one fund, all stocks, rock and roll. Okay.
Yeah.
What about the Roth IRAs for you and your wife?
So, yeah, and it was originally a 401k from a previous company that I just rolled into this, and I was in the Fidelity 2040 Target Date Fund, and then my wife's Roth is in the Vanguard 2050 Target Date Fund.
What does the 2040 invest in? 60% domestic equities, meaning there's a 60% or 61% in the Fidelity 500 fund, okay? Then 31% is an international stock fund and 7% is a bond fund. You could do the same thing simply by having...
cheaper.
Yeah. And I think that's probably one teeny tiny example of how we could improve the total cost and really drive it down. I think it's easy for you to just say, you know what? Let me just stick with three index funds. You can slice it up the way they slice it up, and that's it.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
A bond, I mean, like an index bond?
Yeah. There's you can just go the intermediate term bond fund in both of those houses. Okay. If you want to just sort of have that money fall to your bottom line, Chris, I think that that's the way to go. Okay, if you want to be like Chris, who doesn't want to be like Chris? And you want to come on the air with us, it's so easy. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the Contact Us button, complete the form, and let us know if you would like to join us. And Mark does everything else because he's the best executive producer in the world. All right? Very easy. And if you wouldn't mind, could you please leave us a rating and review on Apple? It does help us out. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.